Hi, I'm Scott Paulson. I became a Christian in October 12th of 2001.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
Well, I think I probably heard it all my life. It really didn't make sense until the day I was saved, or shortly there before. I was working during air conditioning service, and the gentleman I rode around with always listened to Moody Radio. And so I was just always hearing it. It's kind of funny. About that time, I was dealing with some serious financial issues, and I had this great idea, thought it would work, that if I started praying for my problems to go away, that'll work. But then I thought, okay, let me boost my prayers by turning on the radio and listening to the Moody Radio broadcast. And looking back, it's not funny because I know how God works. Every program I listened to had to do with what I was going through. Well, there was one night I recall I was sitting at home by myself, and well, I was by myself with a six pack of Ice House, and had on the radio, and I cannot remember. It might have been Chuck Swindoll, perhaps, but I can't remember for sure. But at the end of his sermon, he did an altar call through the radio. And at that moment, I accepted Christ at that moment through the radio. I wanted to get out on the rooftop and shout to everybody, but I didn't. So I knew for a fact the next thing I needed to do was buy a Bible. So I went to the Christian bookstore and came across a wall of different translations, which was very confusing. And the only one that I recognized was the King James. So, of course, that's one I bought and started reading it. And fortunately, it was a study Bible, so it did have the footnotes, and it was actually making sense to me. But I did. I just started going through it, and the next step I knew I had to go to church. And I was almost reluctant of that because it was shortly after 9/11. And I didn't want to be one of these bandwagon people because what I was hearing, there was a surge of new church members and stuff. So I was kind of reluctant. And the friend of mine that I worked with, he invited me to his church. And I was like, okay, I'll go. So I went. And it was a little church, and they met in a school, so they had to set up and take down after every service. And I was like, well, everyone else is helping out, so I would just started helping, stacking Bibles, stacking chairs, and because I just felt like that was a thing to do. And even through COVID, that was almost a lonely time because we were like really plugged into the church, and the church that we went to we were living in Lutz. This one was in downtown Tampa, so it was a 45-minute drive each way. And when COVID came and everyone was kind of separated, we became an island almost. So it was a trying time. He just showed that he was always there. Just line things up perfectly for us. I say perfectly, it wasn't a smooth road, but it was the right road. I could sum it up into one word and say hope. And a lot of people don't know, but I had like two open heart surgeries. I could not have done it without the hope in Christ and knowing that, you know, because I went from just being barely able to stand up off the couch to where I am today. And just having that hope in Christ is what kind of helped me realize that it's not about the overall recovery. It's the moments with Jesus, the moments with my wife, with my family that are just building me up and just really helping me move forward. And there's always hope.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.